أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون صدق الله العظيم These are آيات number 62 and 63 of Surah Yunus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the glory, the greatness of the Qur'an, the qualities of the Qur'an, and then those who rejected the Qur'an, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, that Allah Ta'ala is aware of every atom, even if something is smaller than an atom, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is fully aware of it. Here in these verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the awliya, the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wala hum yahsanun. Listen well, remember, behold, that certainly the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim, there is no fear upon them, wala hum yahzanun, and they do not have any grief, any sorrow. This word awliya that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has used is in its plural form, and its singular is the word wali. Wali, generally something or someone that is close to somebody else. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has spoken about the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The first aspect of this is that who is a wali, who is a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ulama have written that that person is regarded as a friend of Allah who is overwhelmed with the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That person that is consumed by the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then secondly, that the person, now the technical term that the ulama have used is the word fana, that that person eliminates himself, that the person realizes, I am absolutely nothing, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the greatest, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is everything, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does everything. Now this may seem to be a difficult aspect, but it is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given each and every individual the capacity that we begin to realize our worthlessness and we realize the worthiness of Allah, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The next question would be, how would a person become a wali of Allah? In the hadith Qudsi, just the very brief meaning of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has related that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has said that a person will not gain closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala but practicing upon that which is beloved to Allah, and the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala is the fara'id, is those compulsions, those things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made fard upon us. Thereafter, a person gains closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when he continues to practice on the nawafil, on the optionals of deen. So hence we find that the prescription also is a very simple and a very easy prescription for each and every one of us to try, insofar as the fara'id are concerned, we do not compromise the wajibat, we do not compromise, and then we continue with the sunan-i mu'akkada, we continue with the nawafil, and in that way, step by step, stage by stage, a person's love for Allah Ta'ala will increase, and a person gains closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then what is the sign of a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Ulama have written a few aspects. Number one is that person remains in the total obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Secondly, the person remains observant of the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thirdly the person is engaged always in the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these are some of the aspects. Now here Allah ta'ala says la khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun, that there is no khawf, there is no fear upon them, wala hum yahzanun, and nor would they grieve. When does this happen, and what is khawf and what is huzan? The very simple aspect that we all would understand. What do we fear? Nobody fears the past. A person would fear something that is going to come in the future. Grief, sorrow, nobody has grief or sorrow over the future. Grief and sorrow is experienced about things that has happened in the past. So khawf will be something of the future, and walahum yahzanun, this word huzan, will be something about the past. Now there is a hadith in Mishkat Sharif in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of Qiyamah there will be those individuals whose face will be lustrous, it will be shining, illuminated, and their seats, their seating places, the places on which they would sit will also be shining. And even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and the Shuhada will envy them. In some of the interpretation of this hadith, envy here means will be praising them on the day of Qiyamah. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulallah, who are these people? Obviously so envious. Hence the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked the question. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that those people who love each other for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person loves someone else, but that love is not motivated by anything else but for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this ayah, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.